This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, where we're talking about celebrities, screaming chickens, and Roombas, and all of the inventions that we don't necessarily need, but we like, or you've used regularly. We've asked you guys to let us know some of the weird stuff that you've bought and why you've bought it. Jeff has told us it's all because of...
Experiential purchases. So you're buying it because you want to experience something that caters to your personality. Mm. That's the science behind why we buy a pillow that feels like someone's hugging you from the back, or hobbit slippers, or fishy slippers, or tiny little hands for your hands.
Yes, this is what we're talking about on Biz Bytes today, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, if there's a demand.
Exactly. If there's a market for it, people will buy it. Mm. If you build it, they will come, as Kevin Costner once famously said in that terrible movie. We have one more story we're going to get to in a minute, though, about how it's not about mind reading, although it actually looks like it. But if you'd like to feedback before we finish in the next 13 minutes or so, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter, and on Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. We've had a couple more messages. Odds, what's on Twitter?
Yeah, so this is from Zulkifli, who says that he has a Chewbacca notebook made of faux Wookiee fur.
I've seen that in a bookstore, and I couldn't stop playing with it.
There you go.
It's a weird feeling, but it's one of those that you're like, oh. Huh. It looks weird. You're like, oh, why would you ever have a Chewbacca kind of looking notebook? But then you put it in, you're like,
I know people who have got those fake fur rugs at home, you know? Similar kind of thing, right? Mm, and I'm like, why have you got one of those? What? Anyway.
Try walking on it.
Mm. I should do just, that.
Yeah, it's,
in it, my it, fishy slippers or in, or
you,
in
you
Arvin's
don't feel
furry
it
feet?
Like, no. Well, there's a reason why Arvin loves his hobbit slippers is because it's fur, right? It's just, okay. Yeah, fluffy and fur. Maybe he likes big feet too.
He's just a fervert. Over to Audrey.
Oh, okay. Well, here's an invention that might actually be very useful in the future. An MIT Media Lab researcher, his name is Arnav Kapoor, he's created an AI-enabled headset device that is able to translate your silent thoughts into speech.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah. I know it sounds like a mind-reading device, but it's not, but it kind of is as well. So here's how it works. This small headset, it attaches to just behind your ear and onto the bone under your chin. Mm. And it's able to detect via powerful sensors the signals that your brain sends to your internal speech mechanisms, like your tongue or your larynx, when you speak to yourself. So imagine, you know, sometimes we actually talk to ourselves, right? Like, you know,
all the time.
Yeah, like, don't forget to buy butter, don't forget to buy bread, don't forget to buy smelly slippers.
You growl to yourself. You know, you growl a lot. Yeah, I've noticed.
Yes, okay.
Thanks for spreading that on air. So imagine asking yourself a question, or, you know, telling yourself to do something, but not actually saying the words aloud. We do that every day, right? And even if you don't move your lips or your face, your internal speech system is actually still doing the work of forming that sentence in your mind and in your system. Mm. So what Alter Ego does, that's the name of the device, it actually picks up on these internal vibrations and transmits them to an AI embedded in the device, which translate them into language. So the use of this device is endless. You know, you can ask the device a question, and through a separate part of the headset that uses a bone conduction audio, that's where, you know, it extends beyond underneath your chin, the AI can identify and transmit an answer back to you that you can hear in your head, but it's not audible to others. Right? So it can actually speak to you as well, silently.
So are you telling me in the future I could be laid at home doing my radio show in bed silently?
Yes, you could. And if you have that AI actually, you know, translate that into audible speech, but you can also do it inaudibly, like just audible to
Brilliant.
You. So, like, I watched a video on
Wait. So it's going to turn my thoughts into a speech and reads it back to me?
So, you know how...
Through bone conducting technology.
Yes.
But I already know what I'm going to say because it's my
Maybe
thoughts.
Maybe you just need to make sure you're saying the right thing.
Let me answer that question.
Yes,
you know how
please.
you're in line and then you're like, you're bored, and then you're like, oh, what's the weather going to be like when I go to Langkawi this weekend, right? And then you pick up your smartphone and you search for the weather.
It gives you the answer.
All you need to do is just...
Think
hey,
it.
What's the weather going to be like? And it will tell you quietly in your head, that is going to be like 27 degrees and overcast.
I want to live in this future.
Genius.
Yeah? How cool is that, right?
That's
so
cool.
So Kapoor says that you can connect the device via Wi-Fi to a smartphone and silently dictate text messages or commands to your, even to your smart home assistant. You can even ask our alter ego to solve math problems for you. So just say you go to the grocery store, this is $6.59. That is 729. This is 107. How much is that? And then it'll give you the total.
Silent
MIT, right?
Yes.
Oh, I love them.
This is so good.
Right? And the thing is like, it's not just going to read your thoughts, because that was my worry. Like, you know, if I'm constantly talking to myself and telling myself things, you know, is it going to read my thought? So it doesn't, because Kapoor says this is like how you use a keyboard. Only when you want to say something, like actively say something, and then you type something out. That's when it picks up the electrical signals in your brain and sends it into the AI embedded device. And so, you know, this could be used in the future for millions of people who struggle with speech, like those with ALS, with oral cancer, or with stroke. And, you know, wearing the alter ego, I could use this right now, wearing the alter ego, though, you could relay what you wanted to say through a synthesizer that reads out your words in your mind. And so it could actually help millions of people with these diseases in real time.
So different from what Stephen Hawking had with, he had a little chip to help him to, you know, speech, right? Because he had no vocal cords. It's really difficult for him to speak. So he had a little sort of device that will read the vibration. And then from there, it kind of like makes sentences, right?
I think this is similar, but I don't think it uses the same kind of
sensor. Yeah, so it kind of goes, sensors. Yeah. So very interesting.
I'm looking at kind of a little bit more mundane aspects of how you could use this as well. Imagine if it's like a little Bluetooth device in your ear or whatever, and you're in a supermarket and you've already told this device at some point, you know, what your shopping list is, kind of like Alexa or whatever, using the GPS on your phone, you know how big the supermarket is and you're walking down the particular aisle. I thought I'd forgot something. You need jam. Don't forget you need to buy some jam.
Oh, that's scary, though. Yeah.
You know, and you just walk past the milk. Don't forget you need to buy some
milk. That's scary, though.
But it's good, you know, because there will be people who, you know, who have memory issues and forget things super easy, people with dementia or anything like that, apart from hearing voices in your head, which might not be a good thing.
Do you constantly forget to buy milk when you go home?
All the time, Jeff.
No wonder you're afraid to go home.
Yeah, that's true.
That and the cats.
No, genuinely, I mean, little things like that I think would be very useful. But the idea of like being able to, what we were talking about for Teacher's Day yesterday, how now you're a math genius, but I'm still terrible at it. Being able to just add up a bill in your head like that, saying, you owe me this, just like that is like, it's a superpower almost, you know?
Without having to whip up your smartphone.
Yeah.
Cool stuff, MIT.
All right, we've had a lovely little show today. Really enjoyed it, folks. Thank you for all the contributions of your tweets, your texts, and everything in between. If you've missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast a little bit later on. It'll be available on the website, also via our app, which is available in the App Store and Google Play. And, of course, we're on Spotify. We started off with the story about... Hey, celebrity armpit cheese, screaming chickens, Roombas, people didn't know they needed to flush the toilet, had to pay your bills online, ideas and products that you didn't really know you needed until you had them or wanted them.
And there's science behind this,
and
right?
There's science behind
why we buy these weird items. It is experiential purchases. That's the reason why we buy this, because it fits to your personality.
We then moved on to a new app called Cody. It's a new app that lets you do your co-working in your neighbor's living room.
Another invention that... we are still not sure if
I think we need to get this ruminate on it.
I understand the celebrity armpit bacteria cheese better than Cody.
Agreed.
And I think a device that we all agree will be beneficial. This is MIT Media Lab researcher Arnav Kapoor's new device that helps translate silent thoughts into speech. It's called the Alter Ego. Go check out the video.
Brilliant stuff. Right, but don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, is the break. Breakfast Grill replay. We told you wrong yesterday, folks. It is actually broadcasting today. Oscar Mayo from he is the international director of La Liga. Though it houses some of the best football teams in the world, as a business, La Liga trails behind the English Premier League and Germany's Bundesliga. The Breakfast Grill spoke to Oscar Mayo about his plans to maintain the Spanish Football League's competitiveness as well as increase its visibility in this region. Thank you very much for joining us today, of course. We won't be here on Monday because, like most of you, we're taking a short break. And then we're at work on Tuesday, and then we're taking a short break. because that's what we do here in Malaysia. Thank you very much for tuning in. Have yourselves a lovely weekend. Music coming up from the Easy Beats with Friday on My Mind. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Jeff Sandu and Audrey Raj, you have been listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.